BC is coached by Nunzio Campanelli in his sixth season in charge of the Crusader program. Nunzio, 36-19, and he has led BC to a 4-1 record in season opening games during his tenure here in Crusader country. 36-19, 12-4 against non-New Jersey teams, but 0-2 against teams hailing from Florida. Mike Malone will be kicking off for the Crusaders. The Crusader Crazies out in droves, as you've been expecting. They've been waiting for this since early part of the summer, looking to support their peers here today. The 2015 football season for Bergen Catholic, just seconds away. And the squib kick across the middle of the field. This could be dangerous as it's a live ball. Forces American Heritage to try to fall on it. They don't. And did Bergen Catholic fall on it? No official sign yet. Bergen Catholic in jubilation. And BC has recovered it.
Recovery made by number 23, Nick Palmer.
Nick Palmer is the man to recover the squib kick. Bergen Catholic certainly had been famous for seasons on the special teams aspect of really catching teams off guard, and they did that right across the middle of the field, the live ball. American Heritage had a chance to fall on it, but BC does, gets the recovery, and now starts 1st and 10 deep in Stallions territory at their own 27. Garantano, Jared Garantano, the quarterback in the pistol. Fake handoff. Bounces back to pass, gets pressure, avoids one rushing defender, runs with it to the far sideline. Will pick up a good piece of yardage on first down there with that scramble. In front of him is Frank Jerkovich, C.J. Jaramillo, Matt Descola, Vinny Karabatsos, and Robert Finstra, the five on the line. Rob Adrizzi, number 88, will be his tight end. Gene Coleman and Johnny Langan will be doing primarily the work split on the outside. Frank Feaster will be at fullback, and we'll see Ryan McCarthy starting a tailback here. 2nd and 6 after the 4-yard pickup by Garantano on first down. Handoff is to McCarthy. Pulls his way to close to the 20-yard line. Will be marked just shy. Good pressure there from the interior front.
Lamont McDougal, number 55
of American Heritage, makes the stop, forcing a third down situation upcoming for Nunzio Campanelli's team. This BC offense averaged 25 points per game last year, and they think that they have the potential to be an explosive, if not the most explosive offense in the Garden State this season. So the first third down opportunity of the day for the Crusaders, 3rd and 4 for BC, just outside the 20-yard line of American Heritage. Handoff is to Josh McKenzie, and the outstanding freshman pulls his way down for a first down. That's the first touch of the day for number 6, Josh McKenzie, the 5'10", 190-pound freshman. And it's a first down, and Bergen Catholic goes no huddle. 1st and 10 for BC at the Stallions 14. Again, a handoff. Through the middle goes McKenzie.
McKenzie
gets it down inside the 10-yard line. BC had a squib kick on the opening kickoff that American Heritage could not fall on in the middle of the field. Bergen Catholic recovered deep in Stallions territory where they're continuing this opening drive of the game. Empty backfield now for Garantano, but a couple of shifting going on with McCarthy back in at tailback. 2nd and 5. Fake handoff, rolling to the far side. Garantano throws it, and a nice completion there for a first down to Karab Adrizzi.
Complete to Karab Adrizzi.
Adrizzi, the 6'4", 235-pound senior, who's gaining more and more interest each day from different colleges as he presents a serious red zone option for Bergen Catholic's offense. 10-16 left to go here in the first quarter. Bergen Catholic threatening to get on the board first. Handoff to McKenzie in the end zone. Touchdown, Bergen Catholic.
McKenzie's in for the touchdown.
Josh McKenzie's first Bergen Catholic touchdown from 3 yards out, straight up the gut, and Bergen Catholic takes a 6-0 lead with 10-11 left to go in our opening quarter of play.
Carney to attempt the extra point.
Michael Carney, a freshman, on to attempt the extra point. Holding is Johnny Langan, and the kick is up, and the extra point is good. 10-11 left to go in our first quarter of action, and Bergen Catholic, thanks to their special teams recovering a squib kick on the opening kickoff of the game, eventually take it down the field, and Josh McKenzie finds Paydirt from 3 yards out. Get used to that, Crusader fans. McKenzie for the touchdown, his first of his Bergen Catholic career, and the first time that a Bergen Catholic freshman has scored on the varsity level. So a little history there. He becomes the first ever freshman to score a point on the varsity level, and right behind him was the second freshman, Michael Carney, kicking the extra point. 7-0, Bergen Catholic leads American Heritage.